Welcome back. You're listening to Graphite 94.9 FM in English only with the doctor. So, as you probably already know this about me, I go through these rabbit holes of musical discovery. And I thought I'd do something a little bit different and do generally just play music that I like or mostly like, but I never play music that I've never ever listened to. Like, I mean, in terms of genre. So one individual I've never listened to, like never in my life, not even when it was a Disney movie theme song, was Celine Dion. I know she's got an incredible voice. I find her really interesting. She's got a great personality, but this kind of music just isn't my jive. So today we're going to start with Celine Dion because she is a powerhouse. She has an amazing history. She's got a very large musical family that have supported her through her career and supported her, and she supported them. She is a really interesting human being, meaning like you could very easily be friends with her. She's got a great personality. She's very down to earth. And you know, she just likes being her, which is fantastic. And she was able to get that at a very young age, unlike a lot of other women on the world. They don't really feel that they have their own footing until they're much, much older. At least that's the impression I've always had about Celine Dion. Very admirable Canadian human being, woman. But the reason why I'm bringing her into today's set is because of the wonderful, the beautiful, the very charismatic Ryan Reynolds. Now, if you know about Ryan Reynolds, he's an actor. He's married to Blake Lively. He's from Vancouver, Canada, and he is one of the main characters, and he is the main character for Deadpool. And this excerpt is a first excerpt. He was in a interview, and he talks about how he got Celine Dion to do the theme song for Deadpool 2. This is Ryan Reynolds.
I could retire now. I really do feel like I can retire. There's got to be some sort of, like, award you get in Canada if you can get Celine Dion to do anything around your, yeah.
You have surpassed Gosling as the golden boy of Canada now because of that.
Fuck that guy. watch, I'll read about that like in print. It's not nice or funny. I love him. I have I have his poster on the inside of my eyelids.
Ryan Reynolds to Gosling. Fuck
yes,
that guy.
We had this amazing song, and we were all sitting around trying to figure out who's going to sing it for the movie. It was kind of the theme of the movie, this song called Ashes. And, of course, the studio piles up a whole bunch of sort of millennial-friendly type singers that are all incredibly talented, but we just thought, let's go right to the legend. Let's see if we can get her. So we got a way in through her manager. I sent her a long letter describing what Deadpool is and what we're hoping to do. And somehow she got 2 hours later or something. She said yes. And then we said, how about a video? and she said yes to that too. So we went into her home, her stage in Las Vegas, and where the oxygen percentage is like 150%. So we were just laughing the whole time. I don't know how she does that every day in and day out. And
shot like on her stage where she performs in Vegas?
Her home stage. And Dave directed the music video, and we did this thing. It was sort of the music video film tie-in sort of died in the 90s. So we were thinking that's exactly what we want to do. Let's take a completely dead medium and revive it. So we did this sort of movie music video tie-in type of thing, and it was just unbelievable. That's probably one of the most fun days I've ever had on a film set. It was amazing. I could retire.
So that was Ryan Reynolds talking about how he got Celine Dion to do this for Deadpool. And what's interesting is that when I watched another video from Celine Dion, and she talked about how Ryan Reynolds kind of revived. She was going through a really rough time at the time. She had just recently lost her husband. She was really struggling in performing. She was just having a general tough time because of mourning, and that just happens, and it's completely normal. Performers, every human being on the planet has a tough time when they lose somebody, and it's all on their own terms. And this apparently got her out of her funk. And she said that she got this letter, like a handwritten letter, by Ryan Reynolds. And it was so inspiring to her. She just couldn't say no. So this is the This is the song Ashes, which is it's from the actual music video. So you'll hear also Ryan Reynolds speaking at the end. And it's you just imagine. So she's standing all by herself on this humongous stage, all by herself, all alone. And she's being filmed in like a round kind of like a almost like a drone scenario where she's going around her body. And she's wearing this angelic white, it's not a dress. It's like a dress with wings, I guess you could say. I'm not sure exactly how to, I'm not a fashionista or anything like that. And then, a classical dancer who's dressed in a Deadpool uniform, or a costume with high heels is dancing around her, and she sings and sings and sings this song. And at the end, Ryan Reynolds comes up and says, "That was great, but can we try it again?" Anyway, this is really very funny. I don't want to ruin it for you, but I appreciate the song. It's lovely. This is Ashes by Celine Dion.
What's left to say? These prayers aren't working anymore. Every word shut down in flames. What's left to do with these broken pieces on the floor? I'm losing my voice, calling on you. 'Cause I've been shaking, I've been bending backwards till I'm broke. Watching all these dreams go up in smoke. Let beauty come out of ashes. Let beauty come out of ashes. Fires in my soul, 'cause I need you here. Whoa, whoa, whoa. 'Cause I've been shaking, I've been bending backwards till I'm broke. Watching all these dreams go.
Amazing. That was the most beautiful performance I've ever seen in my life.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
No, thank you. We need to do it again.
Okay. Why?
Well, it's too good. Yeah, this is Deadpool 2, not Titanic. All right, you're at like an 11. We need to get you down to a 5, 5.5 tops. Just phone it in.
Listen. This thing only goes to 11. So beat it, Spider-Man.
God, I should have asked NSYNC.
Did you hear him laughing? He said he was because the oxygen ratio was too high, very high in the studio in Las Vegas. So they were very giddy. So you can hear him laughing. I thought that was funny. Anyway, so because we're on Graphite 94.9 FM today, and when we're talking about Canadian music with English only and the Doctor, this last song was a powerhouse of female musical talent. I thought I would bring in quite a few female musical talents. That was my inspiration for today. So this next talent is Jessie Reyes. She was born in 91, and she's from Toronto, Ontario. And she is a hip-hop, R&B, neo-soul singer. Now, she sings and she plays guitar. And she's been on the music scene since 2014. So that's quite impressive, I think. Young talent and being able to hold their own in an industry that I don't think is always very forgiving. Thank goodness for social media, because I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of these people are as popular as they are today. This song is from her 2020 album, Before Love Came to Kill Me. Or sorry, Love Came to Kill Us. And it's a song by the same name.
Love you in the worst way. You knock me down like a heavyweight. We fell in love, got a KO. Oh no, too damn young, so we broke up. No go. So much for a wedding date. Ha. I know nobody gets out of love alive. We either break up when we're young, or we say goodbye when we die. For a moment, at least I know you were mine, and it was beautiful. But winter comes and roses don't survive. It's getting late, and I should go. But I wanna hold ya like it's June. For love.
That was just breathtaking as far as I'm concerned. I really love that lyric. I want to hold you like when you were my best friend. That sense of loss when you miss it, when you lose somebody you truly have a connection with, and then that relationship or that reality is over. I get it. That's really profound. The next singer on the list is Sarah McLachlan. So Sarah McLachlan is a Canadian artist, as all of the artists are. Most of the artists are from in this show, and she has been in the music scene since the 90s, and she's I think a little bit before that. What I remember of her, I don't listen to a lot of her music. I find her voice just soul caving, like she can really just get into you, and her words are very, very beautiful and melancholic and really powerful. But what I really like about her is the first time I ever saw her in concert live. So I saw Sarah McLachlan in concert at Lilith Fair. So she and a whole bunch of buddies of hers decided to do this kind of idea for women only musicians. Women only talent. And this was a festival that generated for 3 years in a row a tremendous amount of cash. So it was the first year, and it generated $16 million in revenue, and it was only a 3-day concert, which is impressive. And they had similar success in the years after that, but it only ran for about 3 years. They did it for 3 years, and then they tried to revive it about 10 years later. And because the views and the people and the generations changed, it just didn't have the same kind of success. So this is Sarah McLachlan and her song, Possessions.
Listen as the wind blows from across the great divide. Voices trapped in yearning, memories trapped in time. The night is my companion, and solitude my guide. Would I spend forever here and not be satisfied?
Take your breath.
That was Sarah McLachlan and her song Possessions from her 1993 album. The next song on the list is by a collaboration by Nelly Furtado and Dom Dolla. Dom Dolla I don't know if I could, it's not really a DJ. He's a music producer, songwriter, remixer, and his real name is Dominic Matheson. And he's from Australia, so this is a collaboration from an Australian. But this dude, man, holy guacamole, he's got a lot of experience and nominations and awards and recognition under his belt for being such a young man. He's been on the music scene since 2013, and he has received a Grammy Award, a Golden Award, a Juno Award. And this song itself is called Eat Your Man, and it's from a 2023 release on the album Eat Your Man. So let's talk a little bit about Nelly Furtado. So Nelly Furtado is a Canadian from Vancouver, originally from Vancouver, BC. She was born to immigrant parents that immigrated to Canada from Portugal in 1960. And she started her music career in 1996, I believe, after having moved to her sister's in Toronto. This is what I really like about Nelly Furtado is that she's got such a variety of, she's done so many genres and still been successful in them. Some, you know, some singers and some fans, they really like a way that someone sings. I think that I would compare her to the Rolling Stones. They've always been really rocky, but they've always changed a little bit their vibe, similar to David Bowie. You know, changing the way that they approach music, changing the way that they respond to the music and how it inspires them. And I think that that's really remarkable to have that kind of versatility. So this is Nelly Furtado. She like I said, she's really versatile. She's gone from hip hop to hop to rock to folk and all this stuff. So this is the song from Eat Your Man from the album of the same name.
Teach a man to bow with him whole. Licking my fingers, I'm in control. Fly like a bird, I'm taking it home. Moving my body like an info. I say it right now, do what I say. Apply the pressure, it's in your veins. Blood on the floor, I'm pushing the pain. I let the creatures out of the cage. My fingers, I'm in control. Fly like a bird, I'm taking it home. Moving.
moving my body like an info. I say it right now, do what I say. Apply the pressure into your veins. Blood on the floor, I'm pushing the pain. I let the creatures out of the cage. I lead your man to bow with him whole. Licking my fingers, I'm in control. Fly like a bird, I'm taking it home. Moving my body like an info. I say it right now, do what I say. Apply the pressure into your veins. Blood on the floor, I'm pushing the pain. I let the creatures out of the cage.
That was really fun. I really like that song. So the next song is not as much fun. It's a little more folky. Let's just say it's by a group called Mama's Broke. Now, they are from Halifax, Nova Scotia, and they're known for their instrumentals and haunting harmony. So this is a completely different vibe. This is the song Narrow Line from their 2022 single that was released in May. And this is Graphite 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctor. That was Mama's Brook and their song Narrow Line. I was going to move on to Tate McRae, but I'm going to change my idea because I'm a little bit inspired by the stringed instruments, and I have a couple of bluegrass songs on this list by a French-Canadian bluegrass group called the Quebec Redneck Bluegrass Project. Now, these two songs are back-to-back, and it's called, I'm pretty sure it's Tu sais comme c'est ben, comme ça va ben, bien, and it's by their Scandalous and Bonne Humeur album. And the next one is also Tu ben plus cool, sous sa sabrosse. I can't do my Quebecois anymore, gee Louise. My parents would be so ashamed of me. From their 2010 album, Sweet Mama, their two songs back to back. I just thought they were fantastic. And it's really rare that you hear French Canadians doing any bluegrass at all, even though they do a lot of stringed instruments and they have really that vibe, at least when I remember our musical experiences when I was a kid in the kitchen while we were celebrating Christmas with the family.
Ça fait 21 jours aujourd'hui que je souris sans la moindre goutte d'eau de vie, sans la monde de tabac d'orchestre. Parmi les jobbers, c'est moi l'extraterrestre. Ça fait 21 jours aujourd'hui que je survis sans tabac. Parmi les troqueurs qui traversent la toundra, je suis l'ange en blanche, mais aux cheveux gras. Survie mais le X, c'est que c'est bien plus plaisant sous. Je survis mais voilà là, c'est que je suis bien plus cool, ça brosse. Je suis bien. Ça prend un coin partout dans tout le droit, c'est juste, ça prend un camp à sec dans le bois. Ça prend un cercle polaire pour me slacker de bois. Ça va pas aller par la personne. Non, quand je suis pas chaud, j'ai pas de fun. Non, tu verras pas aller par l'ogonce. Moi, non, filer une couple d'ons, ouais. Mais moi, deux, trois gros, ça traîne en avant. Moi, t'en parler, la pis du beau temps, moi, d'en avoir des affaires à dire. La pis à dire sur tout. Et les tons s'élèveraient dans le camp, pas boire, on vise leur dernier service sous le soleil de plomb. Et les poings s'abattraient sur les tables, comme à l'âme. Oui, les poings s'abattraient sur les tables, comme à l'habitude, parce que je suis bien plus cool. Ça brosse, moi je suis bien, moi je suis bien. Je suis bien plus cool, ça brosse. Moi en plus j'ai soif, j'ai soif, j'ai soif en malade. Oui, j'ai soif, oh j'ai soif, oh j'ai soif. C'est moi l'extraterrestre, ça fait 21 jours aujourd'hui que je survis sans tabac. Parmi les troqueurs qui traversent la toundra, je suis l'ange en blanche, mais au cheveux gras. Survivre le X, c'est bien plus plaisant sous, c'est bien plus plaisant sous. Je survis, mais voilà, là, je suis bien plus cool, ça brosse.
Hier c'était à ton tour, tes doigts sentent encore l'amour, l'amour. Ton pinche tout autant comme une petite brise de firmament, des arômes de rose rouge. Ton pinche tout autant comme 10 000 lilas au printemps, tu te le ramènes sur le bord du nez de temps en temps pour te rappeler les beaux moments d'amour. Quand ça va bien, ouais, que c'est un de ces matins. Ouais, quand ça va bien, que c'est un de ces matins. Ouais, quand ça va bien, que tu travailles pas demain. Quand ça va bien, les œufs parfaits dans ton couvert rendraient jaloux de poussins. Celle qui te les serre, les yeux verts, qui ferait blêmir un daltonien. T'aimes bien ça, comment qu'est habillée, je t'en bobette, puis en tablier. T'es là, tu frettes sur ta chaise, un peu comme le bacon dans le poêle. Le café que t'achemines est sans équivo, c'est sur les doubles cheminots. Le soleil brille dans mon gros de saucisse, mon horoscope, je t'en business. Ouais, quand ça va bien, ouais, que c'est un de ces matins. Ouais, quand ça va bien, que c'est un de ces matins. Ouais, quand ça va bien, que tu travailles pas demain. Ouais, quand ça va bien. Ça a l'air qu'hier t'étais drôle, que t'étais tout un numéro. Pas de scandale en sortie de zone, la bille dépasse pas 2-0. Pas de coude qui saigne, les capotes sont pleines. Dans ton lit, c'est pas mistropique, mais c'est pas non plus un freak show. Tu sais, loin de là, m'envoie y faire des crêpes au chocolat avec un bon café chaud, Bélez et double cheminot. C'est des matins de main que t'as le goût de taper des mains, de petits mal de rein. Ça fait des coups de bassin, ouais, t'as petit mal de tête. Pas rien qu'une bière, un café bien dosé pour le replacer. Rien que ça. Oh ouais, monsieur, Leclerc disait que pour tuer un homme, fallait l'arrêter de travailler. Non, mais de quel homme il parlait? Sûrement pas de moi. Si j'étais pas passé 18 ans, je risquerais pas de retourner en dedans. Je vendrais encore de la messe aux Indiens. Ça côte nord comme dans le temps. Je serais encore en train de vendre du weed en Gaspésie. Le double du prix, j'aurais pas quitté mes postes de traite. Puis je serais sûrement sur le bord de la retraite. Quand ça va bien, que c'est un de ces matins. Quand ça va bien, que c'est un de ces matins. Quand ça va bien, que tu travailles pas demain. Quand ça va bien, t'es pas trop vert, mais t'es pas trop douette. Ta gorge sec est comme un berbère dans le désert. Qui crie Inch'Allah, faudrait qu'il mouille sur le Sahara. T'as juste le bon pH, je tiens qu'à ta patrie. Un shooter d'une cuillère et petite vache, t'es prête à te caler ben plein de biais. T'as juste le bon pH, je tiens qu'à ta patrie. T'as le sourire étampé d'en face, pis t'es même pas encore coté. Y'a des matins même que t'as le goût de taper des mains. Mal de rein, c'est à cause des coups de bassin. Ouais, t'as un petit mal de tête qui prend rien qu'une bière. Un café bien tossé pour le replacer. Ah, rien que ça. Ouais, monsieur. Ah, ouais, par là. C'est quand ça va bien. C'est un de ces matins. Quand ça va bien. Que c'est un de ces matins. Quand ça va bien, c'est un de ces matins. Quand ça va bien, que c'est un de ces matins. Quand ça va bien, que tu travailles pour demain. Quand ça va bien, quand ça va bien, que c'est un de ces matins.
That was Quebec Redneck Bluegrass Project. If you're looking for them online, you have to search QRBP or Quebec Redneck Bluegrass Project. And I think they're just fantastic. My mom told me about them a little while ago. And sometimes, you know, you love your parents and you don't really, you're not always present. I have a child and I generally phone her when he's around. So I'm not always paying attention. So I apologize, Mom, if you're listening. She doesn't listen all the time, but she does listen sometimes. So I love you. I love you very much, Mommy. Mommy, isn't that ridiculous? I'm an old lady calling my mother Mommy. Anyway, I think she likes it. Maybe she doesn't. My dad used to think it meant that I was asking him for money every time I called him Daddy. So I stopped doing that. That is neither here nor there. And we're going to move on to the next similar kind of sound. It's more country. His name is Dean Brody, and it's a song called Bring Down the House from his album Gypsy Road. Now, he is a country music singer. I am not a huge fan of country music. I do appreciate it, though. I think that I like cowboys, but I find often country music is kind of a little too twangy for me. Not always. This gentleman, though, this particular country music song is a little more rocky. He won the CCMA Awards, and he's won 16 of them and 2 Juno Awards. This gentleman is from, where is he from? British Columbia, Canada. And this is Dean Brody from Bring Down the House on Graphite 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctor.
Banjo. I'm from the country, you're from the city. I drive a truck, you think that's silly. But there's another side of me you know you like to see. Ain't that right? Oh, that's right. I got my money in my pocket, a girl beside me, little bottle rocket. There's a finger on her lips and a swagger in her hips. Tonight, tonight, tonight. And I say, hey, I want you, girl. You make my heart flutter like a dildo whirl. It's getting freaky on the floor. Feel that rumbling sound. I might have grown up in a barn, but I can bring down the house. I'm wearing camo. Y'all hashtag this, this party's raging, you won't wanna miss. All my buddies turning up, parking lot is full of trucks. Hang on tight, oh my, my, my. And I say, hey, I want you, girl. You make my heart flutter like a tilt-a whirl. It's getting freaky on the floor, feel that rumbling sound. Might have grown up in a barn. Ground, 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 ground. Ooh, tonight, tonight,
That was Dean Brody and his song, Bring Down the House. So this, if you like the sound, I actually really like this song. I'm surprised. I listened to quite a few of his songs. This was my favorite one that I picked out. Like I said, I find a lot of country a little twangy. So he does have the twangy kind of side to him, but fantastic lyrics fantastic lyrics. And what I also like about his music is that it's simple. Meaning that you hear the instruments, it doesn't get complicated. It really just is music. So that's from his Gypsy Road album from 2015. The next singers on our list, I have 13 minutes left on this set, and I have two people to introduce you to, one of them being the youngest of the two. So this is a female vocalist, and she's just fantastic. She is an actress, a dancer, and a singer. So she started her career in dancing when she was quite young, and she was on So You Think I Can Dance, the Canadian version of it. Many, many years ago, I think it was in 2013, but she has been singing since 2010. She's been singing for over 10 years, and she is 20 years old. Remarkable. So she's been renowned for her singing for that long. She is a young woman who's lived in different areas of the world. She's from Calgary, Alberta, and she is a pop singer. Her name is Tate McRae, and she was on the U.S. Billboard 2000 and number 13 with her song, I Used to Think I Could Fly, from 2022. The song that I'm introducing you to today is called You Broke Me First, and this is from which album? Where is my information on her? I'll tell you after. This is You Broke Me First by Tate McRae.
Maybe you don't like talking too much about yourself, but you should have told me that you were thinking about someone else. You're drunk at a party, or maybe it's just that your car broke down. Your phone's been off for a couple months, you're calling me now. I know you like this. When shit don't go your way, you needed me to fix it. And like me, I did. But I've been out of every reason. Now suddenly you're asking for it back. Could you tell me where'd you get the nerve? Yeah, you could say you miss all that we had. But I don't really care how bad it hurts when you broke me first. Don't quicker than I could have ever, you know that hurt. Swear for a while I was there on my phone just to see your name. But now that it's there, I don't really know what to say. I know you like this. When shit don't go your way, you needed me to fix it. And like me, I did. But I've been out of every reason. Now suddenly you're asking for it. Tell me where'd you get the nerve? Yeah, you could say you miss all that we had. But I don't really care how bad it hurts when you broke me first. You broke me first. What did you think would happen? What did you think would happen? I'll never let you out. What did you think would happen? Now suddenly you're asking for it back. Could you tell me where'd you get the nerve? Yeah, you could say you miss all that we had. But I don't really care how bad it hurts when you broke me first.
And Wow, that was fantastic and powerful and really deep and wise at the same time. She was 17 years old when that music, when that song came out. That comes from 2017, the album of the same name, You Broke Me First. And to have that kind of power and conviction when you're singing at such a young age, wow. I think that we forget how tumultuous adolescence is. And as adults, and it's certainly there in this song. Very similar vibe to Billie Eilish from the United States, but she has 2 years experience above Billie Eilish. Billie Eilish came out in 2015, and this woman, this amazing Tate McRae, came out a couple of years earlier. So the last person on my list, I'm going to do two songs back to back. It's from this wonderful, oh, wow. She's also from Quebec. So I thought I'd start with a Québécois in Québécoise, and I'm going to end with the Québécoise. She's singing here in English. So this is Charlotte Cardin, and she's from Montreal, Canada, or Montreal, Quebec, excuse me. And she has been on the music scene for, let's see. Where's my Wikipedia? There. Since 2013 also. She is a pop singer, but I'm not sure I would consider this pop. I would consider this more alternative. There are two songs on the list today. One is called Confetti, and the other one is called Dirty Dirt. So the Dirty Dirt one I am dedicating to my friend Robin Regular. She doesn't listen to this, and I haven't seen her in many, many, many years. But she used to have this expression called Dirty Dirt Dirt, and it was when she was getting randy and excited for going out at the bar. And this is a release from in 2017, and it's called, from the album Main Girl, and the next one is Confetti. So Confetti is a little bit different. It comes from a different album. A similar kind of vibe, though, and I just think it's fantastic. I don't know. It's a different feel. And this is her more recent one. Confetti is from a 2023 album called 99 Nights. I hope you enjoy it. This is Graphite 94.9 FM, and the doctor is leaving the house, leaving you with Charlotte Cardin in two songs back to back, Dirty Dirt and Confetti. I wish you a fantastic weekend, and I hope it's full of sun and love.
I see the way you want her. You're not easily impressed, baby. I got more under my dress, but you won't twitch. I see she's got, I see she's got something I don't. You know I'm jealous in my head, 'cause you'd look so good in my bed, be really like the bitch. So I can cry for my age, my life and my face, and I will wash off all the dirty, dirty thoughts I had about you. And I can cry 'cause I got so much she is not, and I will wash off all.
always been loud in a quiet way. I always feel alone in a crowded place. I always wanna stay, wanna go, wanna stay, wanna go. I don't know, I don't know. I get sad on my birthday. I wanna talk back in the worst way. I always wanna stay, wanna go, wanna stay, wanna go. I don't know what to say. I wanna throw it all away. I feel like a zombie. I'll die at the party. Yeah, you'll find my body fully covered in confetti. I'll try calling somebody to tell them come get me, but you'll find my body fully covered in confetti. Singing la da 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 da. In the club, looking golden. I know everyone. I got no friends. I always wanna stay, wanna go, wanna stay, wanna go. I don't know, I don't know. And I never know what to say till I'm already walking away. Wanna punch you in the face, but I won't. But I might, but I won't. And I don't wanna play. I wanna throw it all away. I feel like a zombie. I'll die at the party. Yeah, you'll find my body fully covered in confetti. I'll try calling somebody